Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the magnificent name of the Lord. Hello, everyone, and welcome. Welcome to NPARadio.com and Blog Talk Radio. This is Ambassador Dr. Jenny Hagen, and we are here in the live service with the homegoing of Mother Adelaide Johnson. Glory to God. Come and join us as we dedicate this. Amen. We thank God for our Chief National Ambassador, Chief Ambassador Dr. Bernard Johnson, and the entire Reef family. And at this time, as a memorial to the family, we dedicate this to the family.
Show up to bed. history coming along at the stoplight. And it's a history, it's a whole series of consequences, particularly a human affair connected with someone or something. And today we celebrate history.
Okay, well, let him know, I'm black.
Coming back from Generation the Johnson sisters, to celebrate history. Let us put our hands together.
Hallelujah. Amen. Today, understand that even in the passing of our grandmother, your mother, and the God's man, that we haven't lost anything today, but we're here gaining what she left for us. Amen.
Hi, Lord.
Father and Lord Jesus Christ, could you say amen? It's good to be here. We've been trained, so we're not going to take up all y'all's time with all these five bishops. The house has been addressed. We just want to say thank you, Granny. One of the greatest things in life is we are able to live it. You have a person here today that's going to eulogize the body, and my job is just to come and not excite you, but to make you think. At the end of the day, I want to extract something from the late law. He said that when Jesus was living, he never tried to build a building because he built people. Preach a sermon when I do funerals, depending on who it is. I say this question, I said, ask yourself the question, does your life count? For at the end of the day, it's not about when the day you were born or the day you met your death mark or you died, but it's what happened between the end dash. Where you can shout all day and have not completed anything. You can speak in tongues. I understand where I'm at. Shout high fives and all that great stuff. But you have not done anything in the end dash. And so when Jesus is building people, he's not concerned with the birth date. And we know he's somewhat concerned with crucifixion. It's very important. I don't want to miss your theology. But it's in the end dash because he has to impact lives while he's living. Somebody has to go forward when he's off the scene. Did you not know that when sometimes when you're off the scene, you become more imperative than when you were on the scene? Some of us, we have these positions, and God, thank God for all of you, all that serve in a variety of places. But sometimes when you're off the scene, you become more valuable. And so today, as I get ready to take my seat, I want to say to Granny, you've met that imperative place where you have impacted lives. There's a myriad of people that are here. We're grateful for the life that she lived. We don't have to cry tears of sorrow. I'm not going to even quote scripture. She was 95 years old. I mean, what more do you want? I'm sorry, y'all. Y'all don't like to tell the truth. I'm going to be honest. My dad died at 43, so 95, I'll take that any day. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. You don't got to get mad. I paid my own ticket. Amen. But with that being said, Granny, you lived a life that's pleasing to God. And with that, your candle may not be lit on earth, but it's living in the lives of many people that are here. So, people of God, let's rejoice knowing that this woman lived her life here. Her in dash was full of things. And she did just like Jesus. She didn't build the building, but she built people. God bless you. Chapter 13. The Lord started dealing with Elder Johnson about starting a church. The Lord started pressing on him heavy until he got in a hurry. He immediately started giving away his mowers and all the equipment and tools related to the business at the Saddle and Sirloin Club. He also gave away his private trash route and his trash truck. We started the church in our living room and to grow. Got so intense that Elder Johnson had to find a place to have service. Elder Johnson and our son Robert were searching for a name for the new ministry. They were calling many names. All of them started with faith. However, every name that was called was already taken. Well, the story goes, however, every name was taken. And I said, as he said to them, let us pray and ask the Lord for a name for the church. Late in the evening, I heard the Spirit say, deliverance. Deliverance. I said to my husband, I know what to name the church. he repeated what I said to him, faith, deliverance. He immediately said, that's it, that's it. And the Lord began to lead him to find the building, and he found the building at 3rd and Parallel in Kansas City, Kansas, and the Lord was with us. The rest is history, you all, by virtue of the fact that we are sitting here in this place that know that God was in it. This year we proclaim this as the Jubilee Year of Faith, Freedom, and Family here at Faith Deliverance Family Worship.
And we're celebrating a milestone of ministry whose foundation was hewn by my grandfather and my grandmother, this great woman of God whom we celebrate today. That there be no work, that the work of Hadley Johnson, the work of Lee Johnson, the work of the late Harold and Barbara Johnson, and all of the pioneers will never, ever be forgotten. Will never, ever be forgotten. There's so many members and ministries and memories that will not permit me the time to talk about today. We'll talk about it over coffee or over donuts. But my wife moved in, and my wife and I moved into the lower level, as she called it. And in the dead of winter, we found that even in the lower level, it was between 80 and 90 degrees, which lets you know that it must have been at least 100 upstairs, as our noses began to bleed and we had to. And so my wife shared memories that while I was out of town, she would sleep with my grandmother and they would bunk together, and she would find that Granny had an arsenal in the room, an arsenal in the bed and under the pillows, that just in case the enemy were amok. Well, the Bible says you are to be ye also ready. Later in her years, she began to fix her eyes on heaven. Her body was deteriorating, but her mind was sharper than a two-edged sword, Lord Jesus. And she affixed her eyes to heaven, and she said, like the Apostle Paul, she says, I'm not ready to be offered, for the time of my departure is at hand. She knew that she had fought a good fight. She knew that she had finished her course, and she had kept the faith. She told me, Jay, the Lord called me right now. I'm ready to go. She had her eyes on heaven, and I can hear her singing right now that familiar song as I take my seat. I'm free. Praise the Lord, I'm free. No longer bound, no more chains holding me. My soul, Lord have mercy, is resting. I've got to go to my feet. But it's just another blessing. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm free. I heard King say, free at last. Free at last. Thank God Almighty. Abby Johnson is free. I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praises shall continually be in my mouth. I don't know about you, but I got a reason and a right to give God praise. One reason I got a right to give him praise, because I'm saved and I'm alive, praise the Lord. But another reason I got a right, because she was there every time I went through and I've been down, she helped me get right back up. But you might not have nobody on your side, but I know Jesus is on my side, and that's enough. I thank God for this because he's good to me, and I thank God for this opportunity. I thank God for this woman because she's been good to us. And not only to me, she's been good to you. And she told me this one thing, and she said, David, I'm not just your mother. I'm everybody's mother. She said, I'm not just the mother of this house. I'm the mother on this block. She said, your brother made me the mother of nations. And I said, all right, Mom, all right, but I know one thing, is we have the rose, one rose. There's the red rose and the mean glove. Nephews won't place it back where it's supposed to be, praise the Lord. And she was just love to everybody all the time. And if you look on your program, and you'll see her with her arm. She always said her arms are just stretching. She can hear them say, but I said, while, Mama said, you can't be everybody's mother. She said, but I am. And I thank God for it. Now, let me say this right quick. I was there, and thank God for my sisters and brothers. Thank God for my sisters. We were there. I won't try to give her too much, but go ahead. Praise the Lord. My sister Edna took care of my mother, praise the Lord, and she put dinner in. Just about 6 months ago, my mother wasn't able to feed herself anymore. So this evening, everybody stepped in and took the morning shifts. My brother Lenore, he had the earliest shifts, so they had to go to work. But driving on the road and everything, my brother would be there at 4:30. 9:30 in the morning, so I can go to work. And I thank God for the Dr. Bernard Johnson, because well, he was there when there wasn't anyone there. Thank God for him. Not only that, praise the Lord, I'm only doing what I was told. My mother scripted me what to say. She was doing all her bills just for last year. She stopped doing her bills, and my sister had to take it over. Didn't have it down to come through. She was doing her tips on everything, going to sleep, waking up. Where was I? But she was right there. I want to say, she said, I want you to tell it now. Thank her. You thank her. She said, you tell the noise. Thank him. And I said, all right, Mama, all right, all right. And not only that, my brother Albert and his brother was in Dallas, Texas, but they were trying to get here every chance they had opportunity. They would just come on, drive, and get on the plane, and I thank God for them. Praise the Lord. Yes, praise the Lord. And thank God for my sister Betty. Praise the Lord. So she was there every day. She was sick. She was sick. She kept coming, and I kept saying, Betty, you don't have to come. I don't know. I'm going to be here. And I only David, praise the Lord. Sometime another name, little David, praise the Lord. But she was there, and she was there all the time. Not only that, I thank God because she was there. I thank God because there was the evening shift. Then my sister Hattie was evening shift. Hattie Louise. We had it done. Praise the Lord. She was there on the evening shift, and they took care of her. Praise the Lord. But I was there on the hardest shift there was. And that was the night shift. I think I'm joking. I had a certain amount of rest because living on 2 and 3 hours of sleep. And I had to get that wherever I could. Praise the Lord. But I didn't do it all by myself. Kind of like brain. I didn't know what to do. I said, I didn't know. I didn't start to sit there with me. Stand up, Jenny. Stand up. Let them see who you are. This, she don't like credit. She don't like people to brag on or anything. But this is Janet. She's a RN. She's a registered nurse. Praise the Lord. She's my adopted sister. She said, you call Janet. I'm not going back to the doctor. I said, okay, Mother. I called Janet, and Janet said, boy, get over here. Get me down. I ran over there and got her, and Janet never left my side. From 8 o'clock to 5 o'clock in the morning, Janet was right there. Padded mine. She changed the dressings on Mom every day. Clean mom, she fed mom, she gave medicine to mom. We fought like cats and dogs. The one thing about it, she still had my back. And I thank God because I really didn't know she was my sister like she was my sister, but she became my best friend. And I thank God for Jenny because she had mama's back. And my mother told me to say one thing. She said, just tell Jenny, I thank her. it was. She couldn't talk. She couldn't understand it, but she said, that's the thing. That's the thing. Sunday morning, Sunday night. Let's hear Sunday evening. Around this Sunday morning, say, Lord, about 2 o'clock. He said, but you ain't got to worry about nothing. I'm going home. I would always do my mom's feet. Watch this. One day, we got home from church. She was so weak that he said, I'm doing her feet. And I said, Mama, you want me to do your feet? I saw it in front of me. Okay, Mom, I'm going to do the other leg. And I started doing the other leg, and she said, put the sock on. I said, oh, I put the sock on, and then she looked at me, and she said, thank you. Everybody left. Everybody, my sister left. Daddy didn't want to leave. Went and got Janet, and he was there. And then was in the room, laying down because she sits there, Mom. She always said she laid down. The phone was there. So Janet was laying down. Only looked at me, and I put my head right by her bed. Hit my bed. Told me to lean my head down. Put my head down in the bed on the post. All day. I sit up there and I put my head on her face. Woke up. Now I'm saying to you, I thank God because she's a woman who believes in prayer. She rebuked the devil every morning. Then she said, David, pray with me every morning. I said, Mom, I'm tired. She said, pray with me. And before I leave to go to work, she would pray. Keep the truck on the road. Don't let it hit nobody. Don't let nobody die. But I keep him warm. And then every day, before I come home, she would say, these people here, she said, we have it when they leave. We had just a little juice and got her a little bit of it. It was just to dip your finger in it, and you have to do the prongs off and put it on her tongue. And she was able to drink. She wasn't able to eat for about 8 months. And she just put it on her tongue, and but she can drink sometimes. And she started drinking. She was thirsty, and she said, and bless my body to come on home. He said she's coming home every day, 6 or 7 times every day. But I say this one thing. My mom said, let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my father's house. Well, I mean it matters. If it were not so, I wouldn't have told you. But if I go, so they both are conductor. Bishop Sims and Bishop Fulston. He was just fine. My father passed in 2012. So the doctor called Daddy and had friends that give me this. And she called me in prayer with me. They give me Marvin stuff. Called Marvin in prayer with him. Called me back. Give me Ronnie's number. called Ronnie and had prayer with him. That's the kind of woman we celebrate today. Grateful for this Johnson family. I've known them most of my life. Mother Johnson had a blessed womb. Was just about everything that came out of her womb was a preacher. She produced great men of God and great women of God. I thank God for all of that. They're my friends. Two men were fighting. Field in Vietnam. They enlisted in the same platoon on the field, and just by happenstance, one of them stepped on a landmine. And the result of the landmine blew off his leg. After this, from the blast, blinded his other friend. And there they were on the battlefield, both of them dying. One hollered out to the other and said, "What are we going to do?" He says, "I have no leg." Everyone said, "Well, I'm blind and I can't see. I'll tell you what I'll do." He says, "If you just let me climb up on your shoulders, if you walk for me, I'll see for you." And I believe that's what Mother Johnson left his legacy behind, to tell Edna, Albert, Bernard, Michael, Hattie, Brenda and David, if you just work for him, he'll see for you. Aren't you glad you got somebody that you can work for? God.